ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। तो आज पढ़ेंगे हम लोग भागवत महापुराण से आठवां स्कंद अध्याय 12। मोहिनी मूर्ति अवतार पर शिव जी का मोहित होना, श्लोक संख्या 12। अवतारः मया दृष्टः प्रमाणस्य ते गुणैः सह अहम् तत् द्रष्टुमिच्छामि यत् ते जोषितवपुः धृतम्। अवतार मया दृष्ट्वा, अवतार मया दृष्टा, रममाणस्य ते गुणः सोहम् तत् सोहम् तत्तत् द्रष्टुमिच्छामि यत् तेजोसित बपुधृतम्। अवतार मया दृष्टा, रममाणस्य ते गुणै सोहम् तत्तत् सोहम् तत्तत् द्रष्टुमिच्छामि यत् तेजोसित बपुधृतम्। अवतार मया दृष्टा, रममाणस्य ते गुणै सोहम् तत्तत् द्रष्टुमिच्छामि यत् तेजोसित बपुधृतम्। कर्षण बेनु पढ़ो, आ गया जप कर रहा है, अभी उठ कर आया क्या माता जी लोग? अवतारा अवतार माया मेरी द्वारा दृष्टा देखे जा चुके हैं, रममाणस्य लीला करते समय ते आपके द्वारा गुणई दिव्य गुणों से प्रकट सह शिवजी अहम् मैं सोहम् उन सबको मैं तत् वह अवतार द्रष्टुमिच्छामि, देखना चाहता हूं। कुछ बीबीटी वालों को करना पड़ेगा, मैं सोच रहा था कुछ गलती जरूर है, ये तब तब दो बार नहीं है, एक ही बार होगा। हिंदी में तब तत् द्रष्टुमिच्छामि आ गया है, एक होना चाहिए तद, इसमें तद है कि ना, यहां हिंदी में तत् तद आ गया है, दो बार आया हुआ। मैं कह नोट, कोई बीबीटी वाला है इधर, करेक्ट करना पड़ेगा। गिव दिस, या जो ते आपका जोषित बपू स्त्री का शरीर धृतम धारण हुआ। अनुवाद तात्पर्य भक्ति विदान स्वामी प्रभुपाद का, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। हे प्रभु, मैंने आपके उन सभी अवतारों का दर्शन किया है जिन्हें आप अपने दिव्य गुणों के द्वारा प्रकट कर चुके हैं। अब जबकि आप एक सुंदर जुआ स्त्री के रूप में प्रकट हुए हैं, मैं आपके उसी स्वरूप का दर्शन करना चाहता हूं। तात्पर्य, जब शिव जी भगवान विष्णु के पास गए तो उन्होंने वहां उनसे आने का कारण पूछा। अब शिव जी अपनी मनोकामना प्रकट कर रहे हैं, वे भगवान विष्णु के अधुनातम मोहिनी मूर्ति अवतार को देखना चाह रहे थे, जिन्हें उन्होंने क्षीर सागर के मंथन से उत्पन्न अमृत को वितरित करने के लिए धारण किया था। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय विनीतं तन्देन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम। आई थिंक आई विल स्पीक इन इंग्लिश, गुड मिनट। सो दिस इज ए वेरी ब्यूटिफुल पास्ट टाइम ऑफ द लॉर्ड। In this past time, the Lord appeared as Mohini Murti. Lord Shiva was not there. That's clear. He was not there. But the news went all over the planet. Those days, there are no fashion show for advertising this kind of news. Nowadays there is beauty contest, right? And fashion show and what not. Lord appeared as Mohini Murti. So one thing is his beauty as Mohini. And other thing is his activity. That how cleverly the Lord took the nectar from the hand of demons and he distributed to demigod, but same time made the demon believe that they will also get. Even some of them were there little intelligent, that hey, she just going around giving all the demigod, not to us. I said, be quiet, sit down. Don't you know what she has said? She will not do injustice. So Lord did the things very clever way. So the distribution of nectar, the activity of the Lord is always glorious. And saintly people, they enjoy talking, machita madagata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. So this became the talk of the town.
This was the talk of the town. That how Lord so nicely distributed this nectar. And then other talk of the town was His beauty. So Lord Shiva is aware of the Lord and His expert dealing and wonderful pastime and different activities. Just recently we heard about Narsingdev. So that was also an extraordinary pastime of the Lord. The Sukhdev Goswami was amazed by seeing this beautiful form of Lord Narsingdev. And he said, hey, I have never heard about this. Adhutam Rupam. Even Mother Lakshmi, who was there, she was frightened. She said, I have never seen the Lord like this. So that was also a new form of the Lord. Lord Shiva has seen all this form and so many activities. So when the news went to Kailas and Lord Shiva heard the distribution of the nectar and how whole thing happened, the key point was the beauty of the Lord. The nectar was there in the hand of the demons. Demigod had lost it. Demon, they got it. But Lord turned the whole game other way around. How? Not by any magic or anything, but yes, one transcendental magic, and that is the beauty. One of the opulence of the Lord, that He is most beautiful. Jai Sri Sri Gaurinitai Radharas Vyasitaram Chaman Ki Jai. So Lord appeared as Mohini Murti. So the word came to the ear of Lord Shiva and Parvati. So Lord Shiva desired to go to see that beautiful form. But that was momentarily the Lord took that form for a particular pastime. The pastime is gone, done, boom. But Shiva wanted to see. And when he was leaving, Parvati asked, where are you going? Then he said, oh, can I also see? Because Parvati herself is very beautiful. She is very beautiful. So she also accompanied Lord Shiva. This next verse said, Ena sammohito daityaha paitas cha amritah surah tadrikshava ayatah param kautu halam hinah. Param kautu halam hinah. They had kautuhal. They had curiosity. They wanted to see. Kautuhal has curiosity at a different level. Something extraordinary thing if you hear, then we appreciate that. Appreciating is also kautuhal. But when it becomes very intensive. A person wants to see. So Lord Shiva wanted to see. The word is kautuhala hi. He means certainly. We have come here out of great intensity to see that your beautiful form. We want to see that form. So of course, we should learn the process to obtain anything. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnana tatvadarsina. So one had to learn the art, how to obtain things. Just simply go and ask somebody, no. We are going distributing books nowadays, right? Marathon time. So we should know how to distribute books. Now let's take the book and paste on somebody's face. Here it is for you. Now you have to learn how to do it. Like Bamandev. He knew how to get the wealth he got from the demon, everything, from Bali Maharaj, everything. So Lord Shiva, along with Mother Parvati, they came. And in this sloka, Lord Shiva first glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead from verse number 4 till verse number 11, in 8 verses. He describes the different quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this verse number 12 and 13, the conclusion of His coming there. Or of His describing the different quality. So start from Avatara Maya Drishtava Ramamanasyate Gunai. Can I have the English book, please? Soham tadrashtumichyami yat tejosit bapudhritam. So now, the Lord asks, all right, now you have done enough. Please, tell me what can I do for you? What is the purpose of your visit? What can I do for you? Then, Lord Shiva reveals the purpose of his visit. He said, my Lord, I have seen all kinds of incarnation you have exhibited by your transcendental qualities. And now that you have appeared as a beautiful young woman, I wish to see that form of your Lord Shiva. Lord appears. Of course, in Bhagavad Gita, he said the purpose of his appearance. I have described many times the meaning of avatara. Krishna's birth or appearance, activity, all are transcendental. Janma, karma, chidme, dibhyam. Avatara means descending, coming down. So, why does Krishna appear here? In Bhagavatam, the sages named Saranya, they had asked several questions, 6 questions. And one of the questions was, please describe the different avatara of the Lord. The Sutta Goswami said, hey, why do you want to hear the avatara? Why? What is the benefit of avatara? Yasya avatara hutanam chemaya cha bhavaya cha. The incarnation of the Lord has 2 purposes. One is chemaya, to bring ultimate benefit to living entities, and that is going back home, back to Godhead. That is linking process. All the different pastime, different avatara of the Lord is a linking to the Lord. Just like sometime when we take bath, we get some water and we get ear pain. But when you put some more water, boom, so that putting more water is like linking. Or other example, I give that the hand pump. The hand pump has water, but in summer season, sometimes it dries. So expert farmer gets a bucket of water and pours in that, and when he pumps, water comes. So we are originally Krishna conscious living entities. वी हैव कनेक्शन विद द लॉर्ड बट ड्यू टू मटेरियल एटमोस्फेयर एंड माया अटैचमेंट वी हैव गॉट डिस्कनेक्टेड. सो लॉर्ड कम्स टू कनेक्ट अस टू रिक्लेम अस बैक होम बैक टू गॉड हेड. सो अपियरेंस ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज टू रिक्लेम अस बैक. वाई शुड वी लॉटर हियर, वी शुड गो बैक होम बैक टू गॉड हेड. तो क्षमाय च और भवाय च एंड अदर थिंग इज टू इनहेंस द लव ऑफ गॉड और भगवत प्रेम. जीव के परम कल्याण और भगवत प्रेम की समृद्धि के लिए भगवान अवतार ग्रहण करते हैं. अवतारो भूतानाम क्षमाय च अवतारो ही भूतानाम फॉर ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज. द वर्ड इज अवतार. अवतारो मया दृष्टवा इट आई हैव सीन ऑल योर डिफरेंट इनकार्नेशन. नरसिंह बराह वामन एसेट्रा एसेट्रा. नाउ द लॉर्ड कम्स. सो वन ऑफ द रीजन लॉर्ड शिवा इज सेइंग दैट यू अपियर हियर रममाणस्यः टू एंजॉय. कृष्णा इज रसराज. He enjoys everything. There is nothing like boring for him. We have in our life sometime boring time. We get bored because of our connection with Maya. But even Krishna's connection with Maya is also enjoyment for Krishna. Therefore he said, Ramamanasyaha Lila Rasam Rasamanot Itik Arthaha तेतौ अवतारा बहो बराहादय प्रादुर्भाव मया दृष्टवा इदम जोषित रूपम तु न दृष्टपूर्वम अत अहम सकलत्व अवतार प्रेक्षकोहम यत्ते त्वया अधुना जोषित बपूधृतम तौ द्रष्टु इच्छामि. सो द लॉर्ड कम्स हियर टू एंजॉय. Although the mission statement is simple, Pritranaya Sadhunam, Vinashaya Chidushkritam, Dharma Sanusthapanarthaya Sambhavani Juge Juge. He comes for basically this thing, that is a mission statement. But in doing so, he enjoys doing that. He said, Avataro Maya Drishtava Ramamanasya Te Gunai. Ramamanasya Te Gunai. You enjoy those activities in different incarnation. That incarnation may be of any kind. Whether boar incarnation, tortoise incarnation, Narsingha, Rama, Varaha, any incarnation. The Lord enjoys. Therefore, we also enjoy. Because there is enjoyment in different activity of the Lord, different avatara and activities. Therefore, devotees they always like to hear different pastimes of the Lord and they enjoy. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavivirinitam kalmasapam kalmasapam. It gives pleasure. It gives pleasure to the Lord. And when we hear and glorify, the Lord becomes happy. And when Lord is happy, we also become happy. We don't become happy separately. We become happy because Lord is happy. And when Lord Shiva, just glorified Lord earlier by different quality, by citing different quality. And Lord is so happy. And being happy, he will make Lord Shiva also happy by showing Mohini Murti. So when Lord is happy, then we can be happy. Just by our reading Bhagavatam or hearing Harikatha or speaking Bhagavatam, we will not be happy. We will be happy only if the Lord is happy. So all our activity is for the pleasure of the Lord. Therefore, the devotion, whenever we talk of devotion, devotion means nectar of devotion. Bhakti Samrit. Devotion has nectar. Devotion cannot be without nectar. There can be also be without nectar. But that devotion without the taste, without nectar, or devotion which, you know, pleasing to the Lord, that appears to be devotion, that's devotion. But nectar is not coming out. And when we please the Lord, then nectar will come out. Example is given of sugar cane. Have you seen the sugar cane? Help him. Have you seen the sugar cane? Okay. Sugar cane has juice. There is a process to get the juice out of that. If you don't know the process how to get juice out of the sugar cane, then sugar cane is a dry stick. Right? Juice is there, but you don't know how to get it out. Same way, we have devotion, become all the program, morning, Bhagavatam class, Mangala Arati, all these things, everything. But you don't know how. There is no devotion in that service, then it remains like dry bhakti. And Krishna will accept that, that is also bhakti, he will accept it. But Krishna accepts the devotion with emotion. Bhavagrahi janardana. Krishna is bhavagrahi. Patram puspam phalam toyam yome bhaktaya parekshati. Bhaktiya means devotion. And devotion means emotion. With emotion. So whenever we hear or read Bhagavatam, then we should do with emotion, with understanding. In Brihad Aranya Upanishad, the process is given of hearing or enjoying. I'm talking about Ramana Maharasya. The Lord enjoys, and thus we enjoy. How to enjoy? How to get bhakti rasa? There are four divisions. First division is known as sravanam, hearing. When we hear Harikatha, then we get information. Or study, when we study Bhagavatam, we get information. Now, hearing Bhagavatam class is also bhakti. Giving Bhagavatam lecture is also bhakti. Studying Bhagavatam is also bhakti. But only one anga. There are four different anga. If you really want to get bhakti rasa, then sravanam is first anga. Second is mananam. Think about whatever you have heard. And third is nidhyasanam. Try to apply in your own life. And fourth is bandhanam. Without the mercy of the Lord, without the mercy of Vaishnava, you cannot do. So many a time we see devotees, they study Bhagavatam very nicely, page to page. But They don't do other three things. So, they may be good speaker. They can speak well. But if they don't practice, so it is just like the food. The food is very nice in front of you. But what gives you that food? Take the food, put in mouth, you get some taste, then chew it. That is called mananam. And nidhyasanam, when the food goes inside, you get some energy in your body. Like that. So, if you really want to enjoy the devotional service, you want to get bhakti rasa, then, everything is bhakti. Cooking, cleaning, serving, book distribution, everything is bhakti. But if it is done for the pleasure of the Lord, then you get bhakti rasa. When the Lord is happy, ramamanasya, the Lord comes to enjoy. All other activities are only side effect. Killing Hiranyakashipu is side effect. But he came to enjoy, and that rode ras. He wanted to do some wrestling, right? That was the reason Jay Vijay came. So he comes to enjoy. Other things are side effect. Sravamanasya te gunai. Gunai has two different meanings. One meaning is that Lord appears in different gunas, satgun, rajagun, tamogun. But this guna does not affect him. Just like when he appeared in Boar incarnation, Sukar Rupa, supportive in mood of ignorance. But Lord is not affected by that guna. So that's the one meaning. Other meaning of this guna is, Lord Shiva is saying, my Lord, nothing is hidden from you. You are expert in everything. Sarva gyatvaha, you know everything. Sarva antaratmatva, you know even what I do not know, you know. Even what we do not know, Lord knows. If you come to Radharas Vihari, he knows what is there in your heart. What you have come here for? You may be praying, my Lord, please bless me, Haradas is saying, so I can be top today. Distribute more books, right? So Lord knows that. That is called Sarva Gyatva. He knows. But he knows more than that. Why does he want that to be first? Does he want for name, fame and glory? Or he wants to serve me? He also knows that one. That is called Sarva Antaratmatva. He knows something which even you don't know. And then he will give accordingly what is good for you. You are doing very good. Alright. So I should not cheat you. And third is Bhakta Vasalyat Adivhi. Bhakta Vasalta. So Lord Shiva is saying, nothing is hidden from you, my Lord. You know why I have come. Sarva Gyatva. You know everything. You know that how curious I am. Kautuhala. Great eagerness I have come with. That also. And over and above, I am your servant. I am your devotee. Please. So Lord can do anything. Satyam vidhatun yavitta bhasitam. Lord can do anything for pleasure of his devotee. So te gunai. Lord's guna is transcendental. He always in Vishuddha Sattva. So one should not misunderstand by this word gunai, a mood of material nature. Even he appears. And that's where the materialistic people, they miss the point. But the body of the Lord, they know that even the Lord appears in Satgun, Rajagun or Tamogun, but he doesn't get affected by that. So that is one explanation of guna. And other explanation is that nothing is hidden from the Lord. Other places describes that why does Lord appears? Simple thing as I said, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinasaya Chidushkritam. That is general statement for everyone. But Parikshit Maharaj asked this kind of question. Once he asked a question, when he saw the rasa dance, that how the Lord is performing rasa dance with the gopis. It's immoral, not proper. So he asked Sukadeva Goswami that the Lord comes to establish the religious principle, and in his action, he is doing something which is irreligious. So how to synchronize these two things? So Sukadeva Goswami explains, and one of the points he makes that anugrahaya bhaktana. Anugrahaya bhaktana. Manushim tanum asritam. Lord appears like human form. He appears to perform different pastimes. Why? Anugrahaya bhaktanam. To give pleasure to his devotees. So there is a competition between the Lord and his devotee. The Lord always wants to please his devotee. He'll go out of his way. He'll do anything to please his devotee. And so his devotee, they will do anything to please the Lord. Like the gopis of Vrindavan, the Braj. They went out of their way. And Shyam Sundar called them in midnight. They didn't think, they never thought that what will happen when we come back home. Will be allowed to come back home or no? Yes, they went. Same way the Lord never thinks when time comes to protect his devotee. Jai Sisi Gauntai Ki Jai. Hiranyakashipu has asked all the benediction to be secured, to not be killed. But who can be more smarter than the Lord? He made such a wonderful arrangement. Adhutam Rupam Na Bhuto Na Bhavishyati. Never did he have seen. He came out of the pillar. Astambe Sabhayam Namrigam Namanusam. He came out of the pillar to please devotee. So that is competition between the Lord and his devotee. Soham Tadrashtum Ichhami. In English one, this is right. In Hindi one, tat tat. Two times has been. Soham tadrashtum ichhami. I want to see that very form. So aham. That one. That form. Means Mohini. Soham tadrashtum ichhami. Now, when the word I mean aham ichhami, I want to see, is not a demand, it's a request. It's a request. So here he is requesting, he's not demanding that I demand that he show me, no. The requesting. Soham tad drashtum ichhami. I desire. जस्ट लाइक अर्जुन ऑल्सो सेम काइंड ऑफ वर्ड हैव बीन यूज इन भगवद गीता 11th चैप्टर द्रष्टुम इच्छामी माई डियर लॉर्ड आई वॉन्ट टू सी इफ यू फील फिट दैट आई कैन सी प्लीज शो मी योर यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म दैट वर्ड ऑल्सो द्रष्टुम इच्छामी देन द लॉर्ड सेड वेल यू कैन नॉट सी बाय योर दिस नेकेड आईज बट आई विल गिव यू अदर आईज दिव्य चक्षु बाय विच यू कैन सी वेल लॉर्ड शिवा कुड सी सो एनी वे द्रष्टुम इच्छामी He said, I do not want to wish to see any other Upanishad. Yat te, I want to see that very far. And then he defined, Josit Bapu Dhritam. Josit Bapu. He has assumed the beautiful form of a woman. The body of a woman. I want to see that very far. So the Lord is asking, but what's the use of seeing that? Why do you want to see? Vaishnava Maharaj made a very good point yesterday, other day in class. Very good point. That the devotee of the Lord, they do not mind to be loser. If the Lord glory becomes in hands. They don't mind to be loser. Like Arjun. Arjun, a great devotee of the Lord, his friend, Bhaktasche Sakhameti Rahasyam Yudhutma. You are my friend and you are my devotee. So how a devotee and friend can be builder? But devotees are ready to do anything for the pleasure of Lord, just like Jaya and Vijay. So Lord Shiva is known for his glorious act. Kamadeva Vijayi. He conquered the lust. Kamadeva got defeated in front of Lord Shiva. He so much self-control. But still, when he saw the beautiful form of the Lord, then he started running after the Mohini. So here he is showing the glory of the Lord. So nobody should be very puffed up and proud that I am self-controlled. Lord is so beautiful. And if one is not careful, the beauty of a woman is very dangerous. If one is not very careful, boom. Dikkat gir jayega. So one had to be very careful. So Lord Shiva, that's the other meaning, is showing the greatness of the Lord. How Lord is so great. And other thing here is saying, Jena sam mohita daitya. As if Lord asks him, why do you want to see this form anyway? Never temporarily I did. It's very dangerous. All Devas Susagram took place. Why you want to see all this thing? He said, oh my Lord, that pastime was so wonderful. Jenna sammohita daitya. The daitya got bewildered by that seeing that beauty. Paita asyamritam sura. And the demigod, they obtained the nectar by that. One hand, the demons, they got bewildered. And other hand, Lord gave the nectar to the demigod. Tad drikshasu ayatah. So we have come specifically, we have a mandate, we have a mission. Tad drikshava. We have come to see that very form. Ayatah. We have come here. And just we have not come, but it's a param kautu halam hina. We have come here with great eagerness. Kautuhal hai. And we want to see that. Eagerness is there. Nobody can stop us. We want to see that. Please, if we feel that we are capable to see, please show us. So this is the conclusion of Lord Shiva's visit
to the Lord, to see the beautiful form of the Lord. The beauty of the Lord is such that everybody should see, aspire to see. Lord Shiva is coming to see the beautiful form. He has seen so many different incarnations. The one incarnation he has not seen, so he wants to see. So now Jauvanam cha, Krishna is every day new, and he doesn't grow old. So therefore, we should also come every day to see Lord Mangalarti, Darshanarti, Sandhyarti. Very important. And now, this glory had to be explained to the people in general, that how Lord is so beautiful. Even Lord Shiva went to see Mohini Roop, because he has seen all the different Roop. He makes clear, Avatara Maya Adrishtava, I have seen. But people in general, they have seen only one thing, and that is called Maya. They have not seen the beauty of the Lord, that how one can be happy, how one can enjoy. Ramamanasya. The Lord enjoys. And Lord enjoying, so we all can enjoy. How? By seeing different forms of the Lord. Means by hearing different activities, different pastime of the Lord. The Lord enjoys by performing different pastimes. So, all this Vedic literature, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, these are nothing but Lord's pastime, Lord's enjoyment. And if this enjoyment is given to one and all, everyone will be happy. Because it's a connecting point to reclaim everybody back home, back to Godhead. So as a devotee, it's our duty. Name Rati Jive Daya Vaishnava Sevan Ya Chadi Dharma Nai Suna Sanatan Jive Daya. So book distribution is Jive Daya, greatest welfare activities. It will distribute these books. Go out and distribute these books. But till we have taste for those books, we will not distribute. So that means we must read. I was giving lecture in Delhi. One devotee asked me, what is your secret for distributing more books? I said, before you go out to distribute books, you please read one chapter of the book you plan to distribute that day. You plan to distribute Bhagavad Gita, read one chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Translation, purport, page to page. You read it. And simply reading is not enough. Reading is called sravanam. Sravanam, mananam. And try how you can apply. And then pray to the Lord and devotees. And then you see you will be successful in book distribution. So the key of book distribution is, before you go, you read it. Think about that book. Be the book. If you want to enter in fire, be like fire. If you want to distribute books, to be the book, walking book. When the person asks some question, he should be able to answer. By preaching and distributing book, will go a long way. Person may take book, but when you preach and give one book, person will not take the book, but he will take you also with him. He will look forward, I will go and meet Haradas. He will ask, where do you live? So you give address, he will come again back to you, to understand. So you become his guru, one way. Not Diksha Guru, Siksha Guru. So this is a very powerful book distribution. Till we have this conviction that people are suffering and we have to give out. You see everybody as a potential person. to receive this mercy. Time is passing. Time is passing. And you want to do some good to somebody. Suppose, if one of your relative or friend is other side going to be hanged, and you have to run from here to save him, you will run till you reach there. The condition is, when you reach there, he will be released. So what you will do? Run. You run. The goal is to save that person. Save that person. Same way, the goal is to give out these books to suffering conditioned soul. So go out. Run out. Run. Run. But with conviction. With that fire. Like that person I fire. I want to save my relative. And he is running to save the relative. Even he is tired. He is falling down. He still is getting up. Running. Just like we do Govardhan Parikrama. Right? 21 kilometer, 22 kilometer. 15 kilometer, good. The 5-6 kilometer becomes, wow, tough. They start paining everything. Top down. And with summer season, heat from top, blister in the feet. But we want to do Govardhan Parikrama. We don't live halfway. We do it. Because you have desire. Same way, if you have desire that I want to give out these books, I want to receive this book. With that desire, if you go to save a conditioned soul, then we can do. The secret of book distribution is, please read one chapter, or if not one chapter, read few verses before you go, every day. Mangalarti class Guru Pujai, must. But before you go out, you try today, let me know tomorrow. Read a few pages of Prabhupada's purport and go and distribute. But don't forget Sravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam and Bandhanam. These four had to be there. Then there will be success. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. This was very special incarnation, and that's what he is asking us to mention.
Yes, you did not mention in that incarnational list.
So, already that incarnation was there, and then only the asuras got bewildered, not the demigods. So, demigods, they were like proper. And
they were also bewildered. They were also bewildered, but the Lord arranged such a way that their bewilderment was covered. It's the, one of the purport talks. They were covered. Even when Lakshmi appeared, they were bewildered. What is so Mohini? Mohini is much more beautiful than Lakshmi. Don't say. Yes. Krishna is much more beautiful. Any other question?
This nice thing you told about Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam and Vandanam. Specifically this Mananam, Nididhyasanam, if you can give one example, like that will become...
Well, without the mercy of the Lord and a devotee, the Lord pastime will not reveal. The Lord pastime will reveal only by the mercy of the Lord in association of devotee. So Bandhanam applied there. And Nidhyasanam, when we apply in our life, whatever we read and chew it nicely, understand it and try to apply, like one example, Abhyarthakalam, one should not waste time. Rupa Goswami said, Atyahara prayasasya prajalpa niyamagraha jan sangha selo lupya sarvir bhakti vinasate. We have read it. How much are we following? We have not even thought about that thing. How much prajalpa we are doing?
We have no meaning with that. Just like somebody sitting in their farmhouse and talking to our Prime Minister, he should do like this, he should do like this, he should do like this. He is wasting his time. So sometimes we also get in prajalpa. I know now it is happening in Hare Krishna land. So that has no meaning for devotees. That's not their header. Why should you get into that thing? Why do you get into that thing? So nijadhyasana means try to apply what is there in Shastra. And that is again by the mercy of Vaishnava and Krishna. So sir, pray every day to the Lord. Preach. Prabhupada did. When he went to America, he said, Bhakti nai, ved nai, naam khub bado, bhakti vedant naam sartak karo. My Lord, you have brought me. Must be some purpose. I am just simply puppet in your hand. Nachao, nachao, prabhu, nachao, se mate. Kastila putari, prabhu, nachao, se mate. So that prayer had to be there. Prayer helps a lot. Prayer will give us to focus our mind. Are yeah, I forgot, I was going to talk today. Time, hai na? We had a wonderful japa retreat in Govardhan. Right? So, Brihad Bhagavat Maharaj was leading. And when he gave a schedule, that one day we had to chant 80 round, 120 round, I thought it's impossible. We have a habit only 16 round, how will you chant that many? So there are big debate between my mind and me. And I was praying to Giriraj Govardhan. I went there, some or other, praying to Giriraj Govardhan. I made conviction very strong that I have to defeat the mind, that the holy name is more powerful than the mind. And you will not believe it so happened. First day, we chanted 32 rounds. Second day, 48 round. And by that time, we forgot that we had to eat also. And we started feeling like chanting more. And then 2 days when we had chanted 64 round and 80 round, that day we had to get up 1:30. 2:30 we had to be ready. 16 round before Mangala Arati, 16 round after Mangala Arati, 16 round between 10 to 1 or 11 to 1 and 16 round from 3 to 6. That's how whole thing was. So you'll not believe. I mean, I slept 8 o'clock, I got to 1:30. But 2:30 will be ready. So much this thing was there. Like Devinitai Prabhu, he did not even sleep night time. He was chanting but sleeping sometime. So this thing was there. And I really first hand experience I have that how by chanting the holy name is not ordinary. If you really chant, nothing was coming in the mind. Usually when we chant Hare Krishna, something comes in the mind, although bead moving, everything. But that time no, only holy name was there, nothing else. I still like close my eye, I can see Giriraj Govardhan and holy name, nothing else. We in the palace, on the roof, we saw the Girirajji and chanted nothing else. Nothing was there. Because we wanted to chant, that's the point I am driving. Same way, if you want to distribute books, nobody can stop. Nobody can stop. Just we have to have desire. If you have desire, if you have really a strong desire, then Krishna will help. But if we are not sure what we want to do, why should Krishna come in between? Either first you make your final decision what you want to do, then I will sanction you. Duvidha me dono gaye, maya mile na ram, kuch bhi nahi milega. So decide what you want to do. Yes,
Hare Krishna. Jaise Shiv ji, मैंने प्रार्थना करते कि मैं आपका रूप दर्शन करना चाहता हूँ, लेकिन जैसे कोई भक्त रहता है, नहीं देख एक स्तुति करता है एक एक अपनापन रहता है यहाँ पे मेरे को देखना है मेरे को देखना है वो देते है ना मेरे को दर्शन दीजिए ऐसे मैंने कैसा है उसके
दोनों सच है ये निर्भर करता है निर्भर करता है आपके संबंध के ऊपर आपका संबंध कैसा है अर्जुन भी कह सकते थे कि मित्र थे लेकिन फिर भी उन्होंने प्रार्थना किया लेकिन गोपियां ऑर्डर कर सकती है कृष्ण को यशोदा मैया ऑर्डर कर सकते हैं बलराम जी ऑर्डर कर सकते हैं तो साख्य भाव के बाद ये हो सकता है साख से पहले नहीं दास से लोग नहीं शांत रस वाले नहीं तो भगवान शिव वगैरह शांत रस में है ये आदेश नहीं कर सकते साख्य भाव कर सकते हैं वात्सल्य भाव वाले ऑर्डर कर सकते हैं माधुर्य भाव वाले ऑर्डर कर सकते हैं तो डिपेंड करता है किस भाव में आप हो हमारे पास तो भाव का अभाव है यस श्रीवास्तव बिहारी एक सेकेंड तमाल जी को दे दो भाई
प्रश्न बहुत अच्छा किया शिव जी क्यों देखना चाहते हैं महाराज जी कथा हम बता दें कि शिव जी को थोड़ा सा अहंकार था कि असुर मोहित हो गए चाहे देवता भी मोहित हो गए मैं मोहित नहीं होऊंगा उनके अंदर थोड़ा अहंकार था तो शिव भगवान मुस्कुरा दी उनके अहंकार को देख करके ठीक है देखना चाहते हैं तो मैं दिखाता हूं तो देखे तो भी मोहित हो गए बिल्कुल एकदम मतलब भगवान की माया इतनी प्रबल है कि शिव ब्रह्मा भी एकदम मोहित हो जाता
हाँ ये भी एक बात है और जैसा कि मैं बताया कि वैष्णव महाराज बहुत अच्छा पॉजिटिव बात बताया नेगेटिव बात हो गया पॉजिटिव बात वैष्णव महाराज कल बतलाए कि भगवान के गुण को इनहेंस करने के लिए भगवान के गुण को बढ़ाने के लिए कि भगवान कितने महान हैं अब तक से आप लोग समझते हो कि मैं ही महान हूं महादेव हूं लेकिन महादेव के बाप भी है कोई वो है कृष्ण दोनों ठीक है
दोनों शिव जी सिद्ध कर देंगे प्रभु आपकी माया बहुत महान है बहुत प्रबल
दोनों सही है यस
Hare Krishna Prabhu. The general incarnations of the Lord, like Narasimha, Vamana, they have an eternal existence in the Vaikuntha planet. They have a special planet with this set of devotees. So the Mohini incarnation, is it only a Bhauma avatar or is it in eternal Vaikuntha also?
Bhauma avatar.
Bhauma avatar. Hare Krishna.
Any other? And when Sruta Goswami were talking, he said, अवतार ही असंख्यानाम देयर अनलिमिटेड इनकार्नेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज देयर असंख्यानाम ओनली 24 ही डिस्क्राइब इट्स अवतार है असंख्यानाम अनलिमिटेड इनकार्नेशन ऑफ देयर एनी अदर क्वेश्चन ऑल राइट सो लेट्स स्टॉप हियर ग्रंथराश्रवण भागवतम की जय श्री प्रभुपाद